Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Love this. Never thought of it. Differentiating your house keys from your office keys and from other keys. And they all look the same. I'm constantly at it. Even when I go home today, I'll be going to open the front doors. It's locked all the time. The wife just says, I would have done, which is fair enough. But I'm going through with three or four keys. It's always the last one, obviously. But I never thought of doing this. Painting them. Yeah. Colour code your keys. We've all got a bit of time to do it these days, so sure, why not? Even nail varnish is a suggestion here that won't rub off. Interesting. On particularly hot nights, and they're on the way apparently. I know it's a cold morning and 8 degrees the high, but apparently we're in for a decent summer. Which is somewhat annoying in lockdown, but still. If you find it really difficult on hot days to be comfortable in your bed, the suggestion here, and I've never done this before, is to spritz your pillowcase with a tiny bit of water and then stick it in the freezer. Seriously, in the freezer for 20 minutes before going to sleep, and that'll cool you down just long enough for you to drift off easily. A little spritz of water on your pillow. Air fresheners may smell great, but they're not doing your lungs any good, really. They've been linked to a host of respiratory illnesses as well as eye irritations. Unfortunately, there is a simple alternative. Simmering vanilla in 2 cups of water. You can even throw in some cinnamon if you want a spicier scent. And perfume the air in your house without putting your health in jeopardy. Simple enough, isn't it? Your house will smell amazing, apparently. If there's a specific part of your couch that your cat won't stop clawing at, cover that area up with tin foil. Apparently, they hate it. The uncomfortable sensation of the foil against their claws, unpleasant enough to deter them. So they won't do it. It's just about keeping that tinfoil in place there, so you can, sure, you can feel that out for yourselves. If you have a hole in your screen or window, there's a simple solution for those. You know, we're talking about small tears here. If you've got a minor hole in your screen and you don't want to replace the whole thing, all you've got to do is add a swipe of clear nail polish where there's a rip, and it'll be good as new in minutes. Never thought of that. It was a slight chip in your windscreen. Bit of clear nail polish and sort that for you. There's an easy and neat way to store your plastic bags. If you're like me, they're in the corner of your house somewhere. And if you've got those containers of disinfectant wipes, which we've been buying in our drawers, there's one in the studio here right beside me, actually. What's that? MicroSafe disinfectant wipes. It's in a big white bucket. And at the top of the bucket, it's a hole that you pull the wipes through because we're disinfecting everything in the studio because of COVID. But when that's empty, I'm going to do that. I'm going to bring that home and stick the plastic bags in it. Happy days. Also, if you don't want a liquidy mess at the end of your bin bag, it's so obvious this, but I never do it. I will from now on, though. A bit of newspaper at the bottom first. By adding that layer, you can catch and absorb leaky messes.
Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.